Sir Henry Grey III switched off the radio, the news cycle full of stories about the grunge star who recently took his own life at the apex of a glittering career. Depressing listening on such a bright day. However, of greater moment to him was a brief footnote about the famous Grey Emeralds' imminent return to their family seat, Henry's home, Rookstone Castle. Spending much of the morning poring over old family photo albums, he kept returning to a picture of his grandfather standing proudly beside a new 1934 Bentley. He had always loved that photograph, but more than that, the oddity in the background fascinated him. The thing of another time, the thing that simply could not be. He closed the album, collecting it from the desk, a sudden need to feel the sun on his face, making him turn to his study's mullioned windows. Situated on the third floor of the West Tower, they looked north, out over the forest and castle grounds. For centuries, Henry's ancestors had lived, and quite often died, in Rookstone, the recent death of his father making it his now. He sighed, and it was going to be expensive. Especially today, a day of strange destiny all round. A shiver made him wonder who had just walked right through him. In that place, it might have been anybody. So many lives and memories were recorded in Rookstone's ancient stones. "I hope you're enjoying this," he spoke to the air, though he knew someone was watching him. Craving human company, he opened the window, craning to look out north and east. Down at the outer gates to the castle grounds, hidden among the deciduous canopies below, he could hear a diesel engine, the whine of its turbo unmistakable as it laboured up the steeply twisting driveway. It seemed the man he half dreaded, half longed to meet, was here at last.